lovely viewers, welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we will continue our visit to Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary and take a look at how the founder, Carrie Bognall, and staff members take care of and feed their 120 monkey residents, and not to mention the sanctuary's 4 birds and a few dogs. At Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary, keeping monkeys healthy is one of the top priorities. So 3 separate kitchens were carefully set up on the 12-acre property to nourish the many types of monkeys: marmosets, tamarins, spider monkeys, capuchins, and squirrel monkeys.
Marmosets and tamarins are very susceptible to everything. I mean, if you have a canker sore or a cold sore, you aren't allowed to go near them because it's hard to keep them alive in captivity. They shouldn't be in captivity. So we're very careful with them. But what we do have, we have squirrel monkeys and spider monkeys that naturally carry a virus that is not harmful to any of us or to any of the other monkeys, but it could kill the marmosets and tamarins. So we have a special kitchen for the marmosets and tamarins where we prepare all of their food. We cook their rice there. We have their crock pot there. We chop their produce. We do everything in that kitchen to serve all of the marmosets and tamarins. And we have almost 40 marmosets and tamarins, so it's kind of like its own little sanctuary. And it's set back on the back part of the property. And then we have where the spider monkeys and the capuchins are fed. And there are a lot of the toothless monkeys there and diabetic monkeys. So, and then the squirrel monkeys are in, they have their own kitchen also. And there are 9 squirrel monkeys right now, and we feed them right from their own area. So there are actually 3 kitchens and 3 serving areas. And we have 2 kitchens for the humans.
In order to make sure that each group of monkeys get proper food, the caregivers at Jungle Friends developed a system of color-coded bowls to differentiate between the varying diets.
So the ones that have a pink line around them, those are for the diabetics. The yellow line are for the spiders, and they're just a lot larger, so they get twice as much food. And then the ones with the green line around are for our toothless monkeys. We call them our toothless wonders. And then the ones without any lines are regular diets. They can eat anything. They have all of their teeth. They don't have any problems. So they get everything. So we color code all of the bowls, and we actually have 3 carts that go out, and one in this direction, one in that direction, one in that direction, to cut meals on wheels and serve all of the monkeys all of their food.
As we mentioned in part 1, before coming to Jungle Friends, many monkeys were malnourished and had developed human diseases such as diabetes and stomach ulcers. But after a steady diet of healthy vegan food, they bounced back into good health.
So we serve our monkeys vegan diets, and like ourselves, we know that what we put into our bodies is basically what turns into our feel and our energy. That is basically what becomes us. So we feel the same way about the monkeys. We know this for a fact because a lot of these monkeys, they were expats, and they arrive being very, very sick. They're malnourished, or they're very obese. They have a variety of health problems. And we have found that it's mostly because of what they eat. A lot of them, there was one monkey here who unfortunately passed away last year. His name was Chucky. And he was given macaroni and cheese in a blender, and that's basically all he had, aside from maybe a bunch of other mushy sweet food. And unfortunately, he was very sick. He had many health issues, including a stomach ulcer, and his joints were horrible. He had just so many problems, and he was toothless. But we know that once he arrived, we gave him healthy food. We gave him the option of having raw vegetables. And we know for a fact he was feeling much better. It's a lot of the monkeys here. Once they come here, they're diabetic, and then we provide them with healthier food, and their sugar levels go down. Their diabetes goes away. We can control it just by the food that we give. And I think food in itself is kind of a medicine. You know, it's, we can cure a lot of our health problems just from what we put into our bodies. And so we do the same thing for the monkeys here, and we've really seen that change. Some of the monkeys, their diabetes completely goes away.
For its several toothless monkey residents, Jungle Friends caters specific vegan diets.
Some of our monkeys are toothless, and the reason why they're toothless is because their previous owners decided that they can coexist better if they rip out their teeth. They approach vets who are willing to do this, and they will take out either the canines or their entire set of teeth. And obviously, once they take out their entire set of teeth, they're not going to come back. So they're basically left with nothing to hold their tongue in, so they're always constantly sticking their tongue out. They're drooling and all that stuff. They cannot eat properly. So the way that we care for them or cater towards them is we have a toothless diet. We have a lot of mushy foods. What we give them during the day are monkey biscuits, and they basically contain all of the nutrition that they need. And so the raw vegetables and fruit that we give them is actually more of an enrichment. And to supplement what we give them in addition to the monkey biscuits. Well, the monkey biscuits we like to soak in like tea or broth, vegetable broth, things like that, to soften it up. And then we give that to the toothless monkeys, and they just absolutely love it. Anything kind of mushy that we have, sometimes we'll have mashed potatoes or something, we like to give that to them as well.
Now let's take a walk to the kitchens to see what vegan feast the capuchins and spider monkeys are having for supper today.
This soup we make for them, we put some vegetables, beans in a crock pot, cook it for about till it gets kind of mushy, and then for the regular monkeys, the non-diabetics, we mix it with rice.
In order to keep their glucose level down, the food for the diabetic monkeys is conscientiously prepared to be low in carbohydrates.
For the diabetics, we don't give them rice, and kind of turns out like this. It smells pretty good. The diabetics can have tomatoes, so this is kind of their fruit. We give them oatmeal with a bit of cinnamon because that helps actually lower their glucose level.
Travis, the toothless senior citizen spider monkey, gets special treatment for each meal.
These two bowls are for Travis. He is our elderly toothless spider monkey, and he has a special bowl because he doesn't eat very much. So what we do is we feed him twice a day, and we don't put as much in it. And he's very particular about what he wants to eat and how it's all laid out, so it has to be very neat. And he doesn't like any of his food touching, so that's why we have it separated, and we actually give him his second diet later on in the day.
High-fiber biscuits are also included in the spider monkey's diet.
These are for the spider monkey. And what we do is we take the regular biscuits and we soak them in either tea or vegetable broth or fruit juice. Yesterday they got a little bit of blueberry juice, and we soaked it up overnight, and they get, you know, a small handful, and it's mushy, and Travis, our toothless spider monkey, also eats this. It has all the nutrients that they need, so it doesn't... As long as they eat this, they're healthy, they're good. And it has a lot of fiber in this biscuit. If they need it for their digestion, it helps with their digestion.
Since our primate pals prefer their biscuits on the soft side, what do they do when they're given the crunchy ones?
What they'll do is they'll pick a biscuit and they go to their water source, which is automatic water, so all you have to do is just push it a little bit and water will come out. And they hold the biscuit against it and just keep holding it and wait until the biscuit gets really mushy, and then they can chew it.
They do that a lot. They do that with their biscuits. They do that with the peanut butter sandwiches, too. So they like to wash their food.
Such smarties. And did we just hear they like peanut butter sandwiches?
I absolutely love peanut butter sandwiches. Sometimes we'll do peanut butter jelly, sometimes just peanut butter, sometimes just jelly. But I think their favorite is probably the peanut butter. And they all get a little piece. And that's, for most of the monkeys, that's one of the first things that they take out of the bowl.
Now let's take a look at what meals the 25 marmosets and 11 tamarin monkeys will be enjoying today.
And this is their rice and vegetable mixture. So they each get some of this. Kind of like the big monkeys, only smaller. And in this mixture, there's bamboo shoots, beets, peas, corn, and green beans, and rice. I give them what I think is nutritious for everyone, which is mostly, you know, real food, fruits and vegetables, legumes, and rice, and, you know, grains and stuff like that.
Little did we know these primates are particular plant-based connoisseurs who love raw fresh fruits but prefer their vegetables cooked. And can you guess what vegetables monkeys love even more than bananas?
They love green beans. I don't know why, whether they come from a lab or someone's home, they all say they like green beans, and sometimes they'll take a green bean before they take a banana. And bananas are one of their favorite things, so always amazes me when they love the green beans, so I always try to make sure they get some green beans. And each one of these bowls is for one monkey. It seems like a lot for the size of these monkeys, but they have a really high metabolism, so they need a lot to eat.
The monkeys also get healthy dry food, like cereals, dried fruit, and peanuts during the night.
We give them dry food that has different cereals in it, but we give them things like corn cereal or oat, stuff that doesn't have wheat in it. And the tamarins seem to eat more than the marmosets do, so if I've got any extra, I usually give some too, more to them. There's granola, and oatmeal, and plantain chips, and dried fruit, and peanuts in there. So, we mix it ourselves. And then these are actually little soybean crisps. These are granola chips, and these are plantain chips. So, and of course some Cheerios. Rolled oats, and these are dried fruit, papaya, and pineapple, I believe, is in here this time. So there's just a little variety in the dry mixture. This is once a day we give them this food, and we pick it up in about 4 or 5 hours, and then we give them their dry mixture. We leave the dry mixture overnight so that they have food all through the night. Okay, so they get up hungry in the night. That's food to eat.
As we have seen in this episode, the monkeys have revived their health since being on a plant-based diet. We'll see you in part 3, in which we will meet with some of the caregivers of Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary. To learn more about Jungle Friends Primate Sanctuary, please visit www.junglefriends.org. Loving viewers, thank you for watching today's episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Between Master and Disciples is up next here on Supreme Master Television. We pray that all of humanity adopts kinder cuisines and lifestyles for the restoration of our world and well-being.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.